Hello and welcome to the Go Mom Go podcast, a podcast about parenting and pop culture in the Pacific Northwest. I am your host, Amy Van Dyke. I'm a 17-year Eugenian and California transplant. Don't hate me, natives. Please.
Oh, no. Don't hate you unless you're like talking about what you don't like about
it. Oh, no, never. There's nothing I don't like.
Good.
Yeah.
So glad. And I'm your host, Emily Golka, and I got a little too excited about the weather today and did not even wear a sweater, and I was freezing because I'm wearing like a tank dress.
And you look fabulous.
But oh well. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
But it's okay. I don't mind being a little bit chilly. That means that there's sun.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Love it. Love it. Yay!
So today we're joined by Julie First Henning, author of the new book, 100 Things to Do in Eugene Before You Die, and the website, roadtripsforfamilies.com. So welcome, Julie. We are so happy to have you.
I am happy to be here. Thanks, you guys.
Yay. You're welcome. So we really just want to know all about you. So get ready for a deep dive into Julie. We're going to start just getting to know you a little bit, having you tell us a little bit about your family, a little bit how you grew up, a little bit about your job, and then we'll segue into your book, which we are really excited to talk about, and frankly, is really something Eugene has needed for far too long. So
good.
I'm really happy that this is a resource that we now have. So. So tell us a little bit about your family.
My family. I have three kids.
Okay.
They're ages 11, 12, and 14. And it's like having the most difficult triplets, really, because they're so close in age. And we go through all of the phases really intensely and in a sort of a drawn out way. But I love my kids. Don't get me wrong. They are in grades 6, 7, and 8. I have a boy, a girl, and a boy. And it is rewarding and exhausting.
All at the same time.
Yes, at the same measure.
Totally.
Yeah. And I am from the Midwest. I have lived in Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and I segued to Texas and Colorado for a few years. So I've kind of lived in a lot of different places.
Yeah.
And here. This is my favorite. I love Eugene. I never want to leave.
Really?
Yes.
How long have you been here?
I moved here in 2015.
Oh my gosh.
Not that long.
No. And when I moved here, this is how I knew we needed a guidebook because I had trouble finding stuff to do.
Nice.
And I wrote a story for my blog, Road Trips Your Family, is on 15 things to do in Eugene, which immediately got tons of hits. And I realized that
there was a need.
So I just started writing it.
I love that.
So awesome.
That's really cool. Yeah, okay, so I would really love to know, just a brief intersection here, what was it about Eugene that made you, that makes you never want to leave? I mean, you've lived in some really great places. So
I have.
What is it that just made it feel like home?
I am an outdoorsy person, and I think there's many different factors. I've lived in big cities and small towns, and I really just like the size of this place.
Yeah.
There's everything that you want, but then you can sort of disappear if you need to.
Yeah.
And I think being over the hill now, I've sort of like entered the curmudgeon phase of life, where I just don't want to sit in rush hour anymore, which I've done. I've done that drill for a long time.
Yes.
So I feel like this is a great place to raise a family. And there's a lot of things that I can do with my kids that are involving nature and recreation. And I think that's just the lifestyle that I seek.
Yeah.
And
how did your kids
do
moving here?
They did great. They were super resilient. It was a 5-day drive to get here, which I did by myself.
Wow.
With a dog and a U-Haul. My husband at the time moved out ahead and got established and found us a place to live. And
then I sort
of sold the house and followed up. And I had never been here. I just moved here sight unseen.
Wow.
That is super adventurous. You get the adventure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I moved in March in January in Wisconsin, and it was really cold, and you know, like I got here and the grass was already growing and the flowers had bloomed, and it was just
to welcome you.
Yes, and like I found my place.
Ooh, and I bet you're really glad that you're not back there right now.
Oh, they had a huge blizzard last weekend, and I just am not telling anyone that I need to mow my lawn. I'm not advertising that.
No. Yeah, my husband just smells last night, so.
Yeah, I need to.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. That is really cool. So if you could describe Eugene as a, like a hybrid of this city and this city or this, you know, whatever, what would you pull from?
Have you ever been to La Crosse, Wisconsin?
No.
It's a college town on the Mississippi River, and there's a lot of where the glaciers went through, and they made this beautiful river bluff. It reminds me a lot of La Crosse, but slightly bigger.
Okay.
Oh, I've been to Austin, Texas, and so there's definitely an Austin vibe.
Yeah.
I moved here from Madison, and it's definitely a university vibe. Mm-hmm. It's, there are elements of many different cities that I've lived in or been to, but this is more hippie than hipster.
Yes.
I tell people. Yes. Yeah, I've lived in some hipster places, but...
Austin.
Yeah. Yes, Austin's great. Austin's really crowded, too. Like, it's definitely been built up, and, you know, I think Eugene will sort of maybe have some expansion in the next few years. But
yeah, it's grown. It does seem like.
It is.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Fun. Yeah. I love that. Thank you for that insight. That's really cool. So, did you grow up wanting a smaller family, a bigger family? Were three kids kind
of... Three was my end game. I had just me and my sister, and I always was wishing there was one more person that I could commiserate with, you know, or, like, gang up with.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. So, for me, I am really happy with three kids.
Awesome.
And I like having both genders.
That's so nice.
There's pros and cons, but I experience it all. And I'm currently experiencing attitude.
Oh, isn't that like...
Oh my gosh. I don't know how people do it because I am not doing it well.
No, I feel like, okay, is this just a phase? Like, what if you didn't do anything and weren't like, can you please stop the attitude? Because I feel like I'm saying that all day long. Mm-hmm. What if you just didn't say that? Would they just fly through it and it would be okay? Or is it like you really do have to nip it?
I think you have to nip it, but it's I must not be doing it right.
No, I mean,
I'm nipping the wrong thing. Or each kid needs to be nipped in a different way.
Right. Yeah, I think you're right.
You know, each of my kids has a completely different personality, and so I'm just trying to, I don't know, I'm just trying to, like, feel like my head's just barely above the water, and maybe that's what every other parent of a preteen and teen
that's
is feeling.
What my parents were feeling when I was a tween and teen. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Because I had all the emotions.
At the same time.
Yes.
Yeah.
I hated when I went to a sleepover because I stayed up all night and then I was way too crabby the next day. So.
Totally.
Yeah.
My dad is super strict, or was. Now these grandpa's just like, ooh. But.
Have a pixie stick.
Exactly.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to own a sugar factory.
Yes, do. So. Payback.
But especially about attitude. And like, we were not really allowed at all to like be sassy or be anything like that.
Me either.
But I feel like I don't want to be like that. Like, I mean, I love my dad, but I feel like I don't want to always just be like, nope, you can't feel that, you know, or stop doing that or stop saying that. I want them to be able to have a little, you know, leeway, but then it sometimes just gets to be too much.
Yeah. I think the way parenting has definitely evolved in a way that you're supposed to maybe work with your kid more, but what they need is predictability and guidelines and some boundaries and to manage that is exhausting.
It is.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I 100% agree with you on that. So, well, cross your fingers for me because we're coming up on the horizon.
You just need to get out for a beer. Let me know. Yes.
Okay. So we want to know, what was your first job?
I worked at Mr. Fable's Family Restaurant, home of the Mr. Fabulous.
Oh, ooh. Okay.
I don't know. What's the Mr. Fabulous?
The Mr. Fabulous is a cheeseburger with green olives on it.
Really?
Whoa. It's pretty good.
Wow.
Yeah, but when they
green olives a featured ingredient. No,
it was just the Mr. Fables, and it was a cafeteria style restaurant, and so people would come through with their trays and like load up on their Mr. Fabulous and their pie and their Jello or whatever, and then we had Friday night fish fry, which was a bunch of tartar sauce and seniors. I hated working on Friday nights because the fish was just really a lot. Yeah, so
you probably came home smelling like it.
Oh, all of it. And I made $4.25 an hour. And I think I made like $300 the whole summer. I had gotten into a car crash with my parents' car, and I had to pay them back for the damage. And
thanks, Mr.
That's where all of my paycheck went.
Oh.
But yeah. And where the cashier? It was in Grand Rapids, Michigan, which is where I'm from.
Is this restaurant still?
No, Mr. Fables went out of business. Fun fact.
Oh.
Now it's a Denny's or something. Do you know what Denny's? Denny's
Oh, yeah.
Or a
yeah,
big
yeah,
boy.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you know Denny's.
Yeah.
So.
Oh.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, that's a great.
I've had a lot of
job.
Weird jobs. Yes.
Oh, really?
I've worked in a steel factory.
Doing Ooh. What?
Welding, spot welding steel.
Oh,
I worked
whoa.
For. That was third shift. That was a long hot summer.
Oh.
Yeah, I've worked in cardiology.
Oh my gosh. Can we rewind to the steel
yes.
mill?
Wow.
Can we, like, were there ever, like, I'm just picturing, you said long, hot summer and welding, and I'm just picturing, like, was there ever, like, a hunky guy that just, like, took off his coveralls and, like, was dripping with sweat?
Not in my shift.
It
was a lot of dudes in camo with, really horrible HR policies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
just,
sure.
I learned a lot that summer.
Yeah.
But I was this college student.
Yeah,
was
that
it? We had to wear a lot of protective gear because of the sharp edges. And
yeah.
So really wasn't a lot of fleshy skin
Darn it.
Opportunities.
It just seemed like the perfect setting.
Nope.
Maybe I got a romance.
Actually,
no.
Isn't that Flash Dance? Wasn't she a welder?
Was she?
I don't know.
She wore like the...
Oh, she did. Yes,
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I just watched that video the other day. It was fun.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh my gosh. Thanks for semi...
Yes, yes. You're welcome. It's so warm in here.
Okay, so what was your favorite job that you ever had?
I don't know if I had a favorite. I spent a long time working in places that made pacemakers and heart valves. Doing documentation for that, and so that was really rewarding in that, you know, we made these devices that were helping people have better quality of life.
Yeah,
wow. Yeah,
that was really neat.
A lot of boring meetings also.
How do you entertain yourself during boring meetings?
Oh, I got a bubble pipe once. To look smart.
Yeah.
I know. I've been in the HR room a few times in my career.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah,
it was
fun.
You want to go deeper into that? That would be entertaining. I'm just saying.
When I was 32 or something, my dad died, and I decided I would be a travel writer. And so I spent 10 years just going everywhere and writing about it. And writing for newspapers and magazines, and I wrote this book. So I took a 10-year break and raised kids and became a journalist.
That
yeah.
is so cool. And
yes,
did you have
it's
any
a ton of work.
Priors? Like, did you go to school for any of that, or did you just, like...
I have 2 degrees in technical writing, but I just... journalism and magazine and writing for the internet is a totally different beast.
Yeah.
It's a job. It's a lot of work, but it's really rewarding, and I've done a lot of crazy adventuring.
That is
really neat. So, your dad died, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And you were just like...
Life is short.
Okay.
I'm going to do something that I want to do for a while.
That was neat. Mm-hmm. And you totally have. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
that's so cool.
Mm-hmm. It's a job. Like, what I have learned about from that experience is that it requires discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. So,
would you recommend it?
Yeah, would you?
Not if you want to retire. But if you want to do crazy things, sure.
Yeah.
So I wrote this book, and... you know, this is my first one, and I hope that maybe I'll get a few dollars in royalties, but I'm not, like, expecting to pay in hundreds or anything at the next restaurant. But,
yeah,
I mean, for me, it's more seeing a need and figuring out if there's a market for it and putting it together and learning how to promote and advocate, I guess, for my stuff. So, yeah,
okay.
That's
pretty awesome so far.
Yeah.
Okay, so you talked a little bit about your current job. You work for a company that develops apps.
Yes, so I also work full-time in the local tech sector for a company that is grant-funded. We have a couple of different grants to develop apps for people that have autism or some cognitive disability, and so we're trying to help them have a higher, more independent quality of life where they can use technology to live autonomously and eventually transition into a place of independence and use the technology to offer assistance and to support people in their life.
That's great. And I love that because a lot of times for people on the spectrum, technology really makes sense to them, and it's easy to relate, it's mm-hmm. accessible.
We find that kids would rather receive a reminder from their phone than their parent, and mm-hmm. so how, and figuring out how parents can set that up to help their kid transition through mm-hmm. the day and look at a photo and remember what they need to do next.
Absolutely.
Or how to do something.
Yeah. Can that you make so one? Can you, my son is really into correcting me on specifics. So can you guys develop one that like teaches flexibility on, like, last night, for instance, he said, Mom, can I have a snack? And I said, no, we're going to have dinner in about 5 minutes. And he goes, well, how many minutes? And I was like, well, it could be four. It could be five. Mm-hmm. Might be six. Well, but I want to know, like, is it actually 4 minutes? And I'm like, I don't know what to tell you, but it's going to take longer if we keep talking about it.
We're working on one called Scenarios, and it's teaching kids, like, how to respond in different life situations. Like, if I'm on the bus and I miss my stop, what, mm-hmm. like, what do I need to do? Mm-hmm. Who do I need to call? Can I get off at the next stop? Should I tell the driver? You know, so it's more just, I think, walking people through real situations.
Yes. That's so awesome. I love that. And so do you enjoy that work? Do you find, are you finding it fulfilling?
It's a lot of work mm-hmm. and it's a lot to take in. I see things every day that makes me feel good about my life and like really appreciate my kids, you know, for what I have. And I do enjoy it. We have a huge opportunity, I think, with parents with children that have IEPs mm-hmm. or 504s. And so we're working to help kids be more involved in their own education. That's a really cool job.
I'm all about that. That mm-hmm. is awesome. Mm-hmm. Ooh, okay, I want to talk more about that later.
I love that. I think that's so neat. I love, too, that you're saying, like, kids would rather be reminded by their parents. And I feel mm-hmm. like parents would rather not have to continually, you know?
Yeah.
So it probably does make the relationship, like, it changes your relationship a little bit more so that it can be a less...
You're not the naggy parent.
Yes.
Right. Well, totally. And because technology is such an integral part of how kids exist these days.
Yes.
So if they were supposed to say, like, take their inhaler at 3 and they get a reminder on their phone, and so they say, yes, I did, or no, I didn't. And if they miss it, then the parents get a reminder, and then they can check in with their kid. And so it's just sort of like takes the nagging out a little bit.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, so that's what we're trying to develop.
Oh, I'm going to... So cool. I see myself using that for sure.
I have it on for my own. Like, did you exercise? No. Nope.
Well, there you go.
Look, one more day of no exercise.
Darn it.
What?
Tell us a little bit about how did any of these prepare you for being a wife, a mom, an author? Like, what do you feel? What life experience did you gain that kind of brought you to where you are now?
Oh, I don't know. I just think that now that I'm 40, I just don't have to prove myself anymore.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I am done with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the freedom.
I'm done asking for forgiveness or permission.
There you go.
Done. Yeah, and I think that I have done a lot of things that have built on, you know, like the stepping stones or whatever the cliche is, but I just, I got divorced this year, so that was a fun thing to experience, and I just kind of at this place in my life where I just want to, like, do good things and be happy about it.
Raise good kids.
Yeah.
What you're doing.
Yes. Somewhat well.
That is good. That
somewhat.
Could be a book title.
Could it?
Do good things.
Be happy about it. We could write it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, you would both be very good at that.
Mm-hmm. Listen, our business minds are just firing right up.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Totally.
That's great. So we're going to kind of segue into talking a little bit about your book. Well, a lot about your book. Tell us about how you got the idea and how you got started with it.
Well, I am a member of the Society of American Travel Writers, and so a lot of the people that I am colleagues with have written the same book for different cities. And I just woke up one day and had an email from the publisher asking me if I wanted to do it.
Wow.
So I had to submit a couple of sample pages and give them a reason why. And then I just started doing it in May of... So I wrote it all summer, last summer, and then worked through the editorial process and the then after that, then like the marketing stage. Yeah, so,
yeah.
You know, so I was sort of asked to do it, but I knew, I felt like it would do well because of my blog post that I had written on my personal blog. And then also I did a little research and determined really the only guides for Eugene are hiking or more all-inclusive with Salem and Corvallis and Albany and Eugene and Roseburg. And so there wasn't really anything specific to what to do here.
Yeah. Oh, that's so awesome. Really so neat. Good job. As you embarked on the 100 things, did you do them solo? Did you include your kids? Like, how did you go about collecting, like, the top 100?
I made this huge spreadsheet of my ideas, and I consulted my friends, and then I worked really closely with Travel Lane County, and I said, hey, here's what I'm thinking, and there are five, because I put 20 entries in each category, and then we went back and forth with maybe, you know, what would be higher up on the list. And so I do have a few that fell off, and then they will be in the next version or you know, some places have closed, some have. Eventually there will be. Yeah. I just can't think about it currently.
Yes, totally.
But, yeah, so a few places went out of business, and so then I will replace those with what I have on my list. Yeah.
Neat.
Curse you, Bob's Burgers.
Speaking of which, can we just talk about Bob's Burgers, the show?
Oh, yes. My kids watch that nonstop.
It's so good.
Yeah,
so
it's good. Hilarious.
I was going to say, do you have Off the Waffle? And you do.
I do have Off the Waffle.
Man, I love that place.
I just went to the Netherlands a couple weeks ago, and I had those waffles.
Oh,
and I can tell you, it's pretty authentic.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, those are amazing waffles.
Right? They're made with crack cocaine.
Sure. Makes sense.
Yes.
Right? Ingredient number 4. Crack. Mm-hmm.
So
definitely.
That's not powdered sugar.
I could pick out a couple in here of just looking in the first 40 of my favorites, but I would love to know, what were your kids' favorites and what are some of your favorites?
I can tell you my favorites. Okay. I love the canoe channel, the Alton Baker Park. You can rent the canoe.
Yes.
And you can you have to portage, so I mean you can't really do it by yourself.
Yeah.
You can, I guess, if you're put in like past the one first portage point.
Yeah. Is that the mill race? Is that what it's called?
Yes.
I can't remember.
I feel like that sounds right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not like the expert by all means. I just wrote a book and I did a ton of research.
Yeah.
But I know people who have lived here forever. Mm-hmm. You know, they would be able to tell you like, well, it used to be this, but now it's that. So, I mean, I feel like this is a great starting point. But anyway.
That is a fun
thing
to do.
But it's the canoe channels, and I like the Air and Space Museum. I think that's a cool place, especially if you're not rushed and you can talk to one of the docents, one of the seniors that volunteer there. I like the escape rooms. I've done a couple of those.
Cool.
Me too.
Yes.
My husband and I, we love them. That's like our date night of choice.
Yeah.
With friends.
I like the roller skating rink.
Yes.
Only
because, like, I don't even care if my kids go. I just want to go with all my girlfriends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had my 30th birthday. I had a roller disco birthday party there. I had a photo shoot for the invitations.
Yeah, and now they have new skates.
They do?
Yes, they don't smell like gerbils anymore.
Yeah. It does still smell the same.
A little. The bathroom smells weird.
It smells like nacho cheese.
Little bits, but maybe that's part of the experience.
I think so, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is. If you walked in and it just smelled like new car, you'd be like, what?
This place needs,
not a roller rink.
Yeah.
Needs more funk.
Yes. What about your kids' faves?
My kids like all of the different like places to bounce, the gymnastics places.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, the National Academy. What is
of
it?
Artistic.
Yes. The
NAG.
They like the ball pit there.
Yes. Fun. And that's the one with the ship, right?
Yes, they loved that. I could barely rip them out of that place. they do like to go hiking, my kids. So we spend a lot of time at Mount Pisgah. We just like to go to the river and just float around.
Awesome.
They like the place, Lone Pine Farms with the goats.
Oh, yeah.
And
we live out near
there, Cascade Raptor Center. Yes, sometimes I make them go to the vineyards with me, but I bring paint and canvas so that they don't complain the whole time.
Yeah, that's such a good idea.
That's brilliant.
I got it on Amazon for like $10. best decision I made.
So brushes, paint,
yeah, just canvas, a kit, and they paint at Sweet Cheeks, and I just have a glass of wine, and everyone's happy.
That's good. That I had my birthday out there last
year.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. I have also done that. It's fun.
That is awesome. I always take watercolors when we go camping.
That's smart.
And it is really fun. I mean, it's because we don't do it that often, so it makes it fun, you know.
Right, like, as an activity around the camp or the picnic table.
Totally. Yeah. And then actually last year we started painting pine cones.
Right, you can paint rocks. You don't even need a canvas. Yeah. Just, you know, pick something up and paint it.
Totally. Neat. Really fun.
That is great. What was your favorite food place that you chose?
I like the just the food court across the street here at the Fifth Street Market. That's good. I like any pizzeria in town. I like Mezzaluna. I like a thin crust.
Yes.
I like to go to the
Wit.
I went to the Claim 52, the new one, this weekend. I think they had delicious food. I like Cornucopia has a good burger.
Yeah.
Oh, Sky has a good burger. Yes, all of the burgers. Yeah. Yes, it's good that I am not a vegetarian. Yes, thankfully. Yeah, but if you are, there's plenty of options in this town.
Yes, there are.
Or vegan.
Well, and I've heard that Cornucopia has the best, like,
they have a blue cheese.
It's called a burger.
Yes, that's it.
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome. That is so great. Anything else that you want to highlight from your 100, top 100?
Mostly that I just tried to be strategic about including indoor and outdoor activities because I recognize the fact that it's super rainy for a lot of the year here. And I did include places for arts and culture and entertainment. And I know maybe a lot of parents, they would be able to use that for a date night. But, you know, ideally, a lot of different people would be using this book, and so I tried to be cognizant of different readers.
Yeah, I just I'll go through the different categories that you outlined for people to hear this. So you have food and drink in your first 20, so thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Because that's where I would go first. And then music and entertainment, which is family-friendly, so that's perfect. And sports and recreation, again, family-friendly. Culture and history, family friendly. So, I mean, it's awesome. And then shopping and fashion.
For the size of this town, we have a fantastic amount of sports and museum and cultural opportunities. I think people have no idea per capita what they have.
Yeah. I would agree. How about, so Saturday market, can you talk about your first experience with the Saturday market?
Well... Or all of Eugene, really. Like, the first day that I was here, I saw this bus with some chickens on the roof.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that one's still around.
Chicken bus.
Yes, and then it was, like, broken down on the train tracks, and all of a sudden a wedding party got out of their limo and pushed it across the tracks. I was like, what just happened?
Welcome to Eugene.
What? Yesterday I saw a man in a bear costume riding a tricycle with a sword.
Oh,
and like, no one seemed bothered by that.
No. Well, when I was training for, doing our training walk for the half marathon, my friend Emily and I were just walking down Harlow in front of Bertha Holt, and we heard this beep beep, and we looked into the traffic, and this guy in a creepy white van was driving by, waved, and then held up a sign that said, Jesus loves you.
Oh.
And we were like,
thank you. Only Eugene.
It was awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
Coexist.
We needed the reminder.
Yeah, well, obviously we were working it, so, you know.
It's good to be loved.
Yes, that is for sure. That is for sure. So you've been an author, a writer, journalist for a long time. So how have you grown since, like, putting your thoughts into...
As a writer, yes. So I learned over my many years of writing stories that people really want to know what to do with their families. Like, they don't really care so much what I did, other than if I liked it or if I had a good recommendation. So I've really tried to remove myself such that people can imagine their own family taking a vacation in a place. And so don't read my first stories. Just pick the later ones. And, you know. And I've... visited a lot of places, and so I think people who visit a city, I've always had to carefully choose what I do based on if I can take a picture or what the weather is like, or, you know, like fitting a lot of things into one trip. And so I've traveled like really intensely, and I have sort of become exhausted over the years, and now I'm just allowing myself to go and enjoy an experience and maybe not be on such a crazy agenda. And so I think you'll see that come out now more.
Yeah.
That and maybe really write, and I want to write a lot of about like what I did wrong, which is a lot. You know, like making my kids leave something that they were really enjoying to go do something else. Like, why can't we just stay at the river?
Right.
Yeah. Like, do we really need to go to do something else just because we said we were going to, or can we just stay here? So
that's neat. That's really cool.
And that's a really hard thing to do, to remove yourself from your writing and put it in a perspective of, you know, how would another family enjoy this? Because for me personally, when I'm writing, I just want to talk about me. Yeah, I want to talk about all the stuff that I think about it. So that's a skill, and that's really
it's admirable. It's hard to avoid doing that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So cool. Love that.
That is. Can I ask, I don't know if this is a question later, but how much had you traveled before you decided to become a travel
My family always traveled. We never went internationally, but we always did our... My parents were into the Civil War. Oh, my God.
Oh, so you've been to some Civil
War reenactments? I've been to all of the things. Yeah. I've seen so many pyramid cannonball monuments. You have no idea.
Oh, my God.
And my parents camped, and, you know, we did a lot of national parks and state parks. So maybe it was just inherent to me as a person. But I want my kids to be global citizens, and so I started a tradition of traveling with them one at a time around the world, and so I've been doing that for the last several years. I just was in the Netherlands a couple of weeks ago with my 14-year-old, and I'm trying to go to Australia or New Zealand next, so we'll see. I don't really, like, want to know what the flight prices are. It's definitely something you have to save for and sort of make an effort to get to. But
definitely.
Yeah. What made you choose the Netherlands?
I tend to go places where I have friends with houses.
Oh, hey. Smart.
Right? So I have managed to make a ton of friends in my life and, you know,
stay in
contact with them, which has been really handy. But one time I crashed my sister's business trip in Germany and my son got food poisoning. So that was a... exhausting thing.
Wow. Yeah, that does not sound fun. Though it would be fun to have, like, documentation. Like, if you were...
I would love to hear
stories
about that.
I learned a ton on
that
trip.
Stuff,
yeah, so know? I learned that I was not a nurturing mom. I learned that I just have a low tolerance for kids puking on hospital or hotel bedspreads.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was
exhausted. And having jet lag. You know, like all of the things.
Yeah. That's a combination that is challenging. Wow. Can I ask too, so do you let your kids choose where you're going to go? Do you choose and tell them? Like, how does it...
Well, it's the international stuff really is centered around who I can stay with for free, partly. Mm-hmm. But I do allow them to be involved in the, you know, what to do when we get there. And, like... how long should we stay at the pool? And let's go get some goggles and some flippers. And, you know, and so they have had some influence. Mm-hmm. But because I've been, like, on a lot of trips where I've been working with the tourism department, I have had more structured travel. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, I listen to them, and I hear when they're not happy or they don't want to do something.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So as far as, like, sibling rivalry goes, like, do they... say, like, oh, I want to go on that,
they mostly just gang up against me. You know, and they have had a lot of opportunities to do things that, like, that the average kid just hasn't. Yeah. We've been to a ton of amusement parks and
neat.
You know, ton of museums, so
any cool. plans to do a more of a, like, backpacking, like,
fun fact, I am.
Ooh.
Next month my girlfriend is coming up from Florida, and she and I are going to hike Olympia National Park for a week.
Oh, that's so neat.
Cool.
Good time of the year, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
What about the Pacific Crest Trail or Appalachian Trail?
My friend has done the Appalachian Trail. I would like to do, I want to hike the northern Upper Peninsula sometime, and I'm planning a trip with my aunt to do that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Very cool.
But I mean, I only have 3 weeks of vacation for my job, so I have to be sort of strategic.
Yeah, and how that makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. That's great. Yeah. Well, we're so lucky to live somewhere that...
Yes, I mean, really, this is it.
You can go like, any direction.
Mountains or ocean.
I know. I loved you said that in your...
In my intro.
Yeah, that was really neat. Like, cool. That's what I love to say that, too. You know, it is so perfect.
And I grew up in Michigan, so it was very similar in that we had this huge body of water, you know, 40 minutes from my house. And not necessarily the mountains, but it's a pretty place to grow up.
So let's talk a little bit about, you know, a lot of your work is you promote it via social media. So what are some of your favorite, tips and tricks about getting the word out via social media? I mean, your blog, you have to promote online. So what advice would you give or what would you say is great about using social media to promote yourself?
Oh, I have sort of been moving away from social media, weirdly. Yeah. I've been, I want to be more engaged in what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
The way that I tend to promote and research is to use Google Analytics and to research the keywords and know which things people would just simply find by an internet search.
Yeah.
And I also know people use Pinterest a lot for travel, so I went back for all of my old stories and made pins and hired someone who knew what she was doing.
Sure.
With, Photoshop, because I recognize that is not my talent. And so to go back and maybe make things more visually appealing.
Yeah.
And know that moms plan trips with that platform quite a bit.
Very much so. Yeah. That's awesome. I love that. Yeah. Pinterest is such a interesting platform to use.
I use Canva to make pins.
Oh, man.
But
Canva's the most.
I'm not even really like that smart with Canva.
Yeah. Same.
Yes. Times New Roman it is. Everyone wants that.
I never use Canva. I have like a Photoshop app that I use, and then I also have just a couple of more like photo apps that have so many fun fonts that I love.
Yes, things are really there are a lot of tools.
A lot more user-friendly things coming along.
Yes. Even in the last 5 years, I would have to say.
Agree. What would you consider a splurge for you? Like, if you're treating yourself to something, what's a splurge for you?
A pedicure.
Okay.
I don't really splurge on myself, which I'm learning is okay to do.
Yes, you have our permission to splurge.
Yes, but I'm also a single mom, and I have to worry about my retirement. And I am toying with the idea of getting a sauna so I don't lose my mind next winter.
Oh,
I would like to do that.
Okay.
Please buy my book so I can
idea.
Get a sauna. Let's just call it what it is.
I like it.
Yeah. I had one in Wisconsin when we lived there, and it was really with an infrared sauna, and I really noticed that I felt a lot more relaxed. And
that's awesome.
And I had I don't know if you guys struggled this winter, but I did with the overcast weather and the...
I'm used to it.
You've lived here longer. I'm like, I feel sad.
But no, I mean, I know that it definitely is a challenge for people. And that's good that, like, you're recognizing that that would be helpful.
Yeah, I have a sad light now.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's good.
Next year I'm going to try to maybe go somewhere warm and sunny in March. Seems like a good coping mechanism.
Yeah, good plan. Mm-hmm.
I went on a cruise in February when it was snowing here, and it was the best thing I had ever done. Mm-hmm. It was hard to come back from being sunburned in the early morning on the beach in Florida to like arriving in Portland at 11 o'clock at night and driving home and like shoveling
torrential
the driveway.
Rain. Yes.
I was like, screw this.
Right. But at least we're not in the Midwest.
Right.
Yes. Right.
Yes.
So I'm in a Pollyanna that action.
There you go. Thank
yes.
you.
I like that.
Yeah, it was like the one hard time I had with snow.
Right. And it only happened that one time.
Yes.
So
yes.
Whenever I'm like, I feel this is cold, I'm like, I'm not really as cold as I would be. And I do know there are tons of transplants or expats, whatever you want to call it, from cold places. And we all are like, we're never leaving. So I'm sorry about that, Oregon. Sorry. Stop being awesome.
But that's a good part too, is that we love it.
Yes.
Yeah. Love having people
and people
come
are, this was the friendliest place I've also ever lived.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. I know. I feel like Eugene was meant for me because it's just a place that I can be my friendly self and everyone accepts that and loves it. Whereas, like, if I were in New York, people would be like, why?
Lady, you're making us late. Yes. That's what they said to me. Get on the subway. I'm like, I don't know where it's going, but I will.
I just want to know how your day was going.
I have a friend who lived in Palm Springs and moved up here, and he was like, for the first like month, I was like, why does everyone want to fight me? Because everyone was giving eye contact whenever like they pass on the street, they'd look him in the eye, and he was like, so disconcerted about it.
People don't honk here either.
I don't know.
There's no honking.
Nope.
It's good.
Yep, you go. You go.
No, that's what I Portlandia told my kids. Like,
yep.
No. The only time we honk is like if someone looks like they're going to go over a cliff. And even then, we do it after we yell. Like,
a quiet little toot.
Do you need some help? Okay, we'll do the honk.
I love it. So when's the perfect day for you with your family?
Well, they sleep in now, so that's great.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Can I just be real? Yes. Like, let's let them sleep in while I get up and drink coffee and do my thing.
Yes.
Perfect.
And then they roll out of bed at like mid-morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then a perfect ideal thing would be like everyone got dressed and fed themselves.
Yes.
And then they didn't give me any attitude when I said we need to, like, run an errand or get a haircut.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just fantasizing here.
Oh, yeah, go for
feel
it.
Feel free.
Yes.
I'm fantasizing. I'm jumping right into it.
And
yes.
I think we get some stuff done without complaints.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe we would go and, like, go just, like, a short hike or and we'd go and get some dinner and come home. And then everyone just, like, does some chores.
Nice. Yes. Maybe cleans the bathroom.
Maybe someone cleans the toilet.
Oh my gosh. Dare
right? Dream. Without like using the entire roll of paper towel. And then we would maybe watch a movie that I got to pick.
Yes.
And someone else made the popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care if it's microwave, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then they all like went to bed at a reasonable time and I could watch a movie of my own or read a book or have a glass of wine.
That sounds like a nice
That's a fantasy day.
Yeah. I like that. Because the other part of that question is, what's your favorite day all to yourself?
Oh, Lord. feel like I have so much to do that I would just like get up and just sort of be able to address all of these things that I've just been putting off. But like, I probably would, I kind of want to go to some hot springs by myself.
Oh, nice.
That's on my list.
Yeah. So like Brighton Bush.
Yes. I want to do
Cougar
that.
Reservoir. Oh,
yeah. I went to Cougar. Fun fact.
Oh yeah. I went to Cougar too.
I took my kids.
Uh-oh.
I'm just going to tell you, maybe not.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, maybe not when they are like learning about sex ed.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah, when they're already a little bit.
I accidentally took my son to the red light district in Amsterdam a couple weeks ago, which.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe you should read the hotel review, and if it's 2.5 stars, you should just be willing to spend 50 extra euro. I don't know. My poor kids are going to be in counseling.
Wait, so was the sound quality not so good?
It was all of those. Plus, it was also a bar where we were staying.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just on the edge of some stuff that maybe I wouldn't necessarily want to expose them to again.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. He said, oh, Mom, this is worse than that place you took me that had the Mardi Gras stuff, which was New Orleans. Oops.
That is funny.
Oh, well, whatever. Oh, they've seen some stuff.
So it's funny because
street skills.
I feel the same way. Like, they're one of my ideal days that I would love to have, and I need to just, like, schedule it. I would love to just rent, but just get a hotel room for a weekend that only I stay in.
Yes.
And I can just shut everything
up. I've known people who do that.
Yeah, and just work.
It could just be in this town.
Yes, that's fine with me.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's clean.
Across the street, yeah.
Perfect. And at the Fifth, we need a sponsorship.
Yes,
absolutely.
I'm just going to toss it out there.
Yep.
I would love to just have a space like that. to be quiet and work.
And you could order room service.
Oh, my gosh. Or just walk downstairs and get a coffee. Oh, yeah. And just not have any distraction. So I can
definitely
do everything I need to do, make the phone calls I need to make, and strategize, take a nap.
Yes.
I don't know. Let's just get a fun going.
Good.
That's okay. I want to tell you a little secret. Do you mind if we segue?
We should segue.
So my best friend Emily and I, she's my half marathon walking partner. We have this fantasy about when one of us is like rich, that we will buy an apartment called, and we'll name it the bungalow, and only the two of us are allowed to go there. We're not allowed to schedule time with our significant others to be there alone. But it's just for us to hang out and take a nap, or we created this concept when we both had really young children.
Yes.
So, where we needed lots of
everyone has just wanted that. Like, everything is not childproof.
Right? Oh, yes. I just need a break.
Just
somebody else.
Glass and knives everywhere.
Right.
Whatever.
Oh, yeah.
No
so,
kids.
So, some of my girls' weekends, we are like, I'm putting a cup without a lid on a coffee table.
Yes.
Like, I feel such freedom.
Yes.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So, that's the hotel room is an evolution of that fantasy, I think, is what I just...
I think every mom has that fantasy.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I've had a couple of weekends where my husband took our kids to his mom's house. And it does feel,
I've had one of those.
To
be alone in your own
house.
Yeah. Which is what I'm sort of adjusting to now that I have my kids every other week.
Mm-hmm.
It's really been an interesting experience, sort of having them all the time and then having them none of the time.
Yeah.
That is, wow.
Yeah.
Is it a hard transition?
Yes, it's awful.
Yeah,
I mean, it's good, but it's different.
Yeah, different. The quiet is different.
It is very, next week will be quiet for me. But I will be frantically catching up on everything that I didn't do this week, which is sort of an adjustment.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, get that.
Interesting.
Yeah. You could do it. There are so many divorced moms that are really awesome and cool in this town.
Yeah.
I think they'd be a fun interview.
Yes.
Totally.
Oh, I like that.
That is,
Maybe we'll get a group of them, like, just to talk.
All right, you're top of the list.
All right, cool. Well, I want to be at the bottom.
All right.
Whatever.
You can be wherever you want to
Okay.
be.
Yes. Yeah. No number.
Right.
So do you have a favorite coffee shop in town that you love to frequent or work out of or just get a good cup of coffee from?
I get free coffee at work.
Oh, that's nice.
Weirdly, the place that I like to go is Sequential Biofuels.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love that place.
I like too.
Yeah.
They have great pastries.
All
They've
of that.
Stuff from Sweet Life.
All of the
kombucha
local sustainable things.
Yeah, cornucopia sandwiches.
Is it bad that I like bars better?
No.
Sometimes I just go and get a pint and read the newspaper. That's my favorite.
Self-care.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. Then I pretend that I pretend that all of my friends are like coming in a minute and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm just chill here.
Yeah.
Yes. Really, it's just to not be alone in my
house.
I
like you so much.
Yeah.
You're so my system. This
cool.
is so great.
Yes.
Okay, so
all
favorite
right.
bar then that you like to do that in? Or do you not want to tell anyone that you know?
Well, there's a new bar that I like because it's a Packer bar. And I lived in Wisconsin. It's called Scribbles. And it used to be where World Pies was on Jefferson and 13th, kind of by the fairgrounds. That place is cool. I like going in there.
Okay.
So I go to Falling
Packers
Sky.
Bar. Like, the theme
they
is?
Love
yes.
The
I love
it.
That's
neat.
In Oregon.
Yeah, and the Paddock is a Packer bar, too.
Really?
You can always catch a Packer game there.
Do other towns have Packer
Yes, in my travels, I have found so many Packer bars. There's one, like, really cool one in Fort Myers, Florida.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
That's so neat.
Yeah,
wow.
Wisconsin people are pretty loyal to their team.
Yeah.
That
cool. is
Aaron Rodgers is my NFL boyfriend.
Oh.
So hands off, ladies.
Don't worry, I don't know who he is. I'm just figuring out where I can go on Lenny Kravitz's world.
He's reserved. All right.
He's reserved.
You can have Clay Matthews, his delicious hair.
Oh,
all right.
So wait, didn't Josh Bidwell play on the Packers?
Mm-hmm, he did. Yeah, he was my kid's flag football co-coach.
Cool.
He's a cool guy.
He is.
He was a kicker.
Neat.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's so cool. I love it. So favorite place to take the kids. I know this is probably we talked about the bouncing all the gym,
mm-hmm.
you know, get air, bounce, things like that. Any other places besides that? that.
I like all of our museums. Mm-hmm. The Museum of Cultural and Natural History. It's the Eugene Science Factory. It's rebranded, mm-hmm. which used to be...
Eugene Science Center.
Center, yes. Mm-hmm. I've been to so many children's museums, I make hybrid names.
Yes.
I like the... I did paintball once, really unsuccessfully, but my teenagers kind of liked that. Mm-hmm. We like to bowl. Emerald Lanes is pretty fun.
Oh, yeah. Have you done laser tag?
I have done it, but not here. My kids have, and Cutters. I just sat at the place and ate the pizza.
Yeah.
Yes.
One of my friends did it for her birthday.
Yeah.
It was just all
the moms.
Oh,
cool.
I'm planning to do that.
It was so fun.
Yes.
Huh.
It is a lot.
I loved
of fun.
It. I just because you're like extreme. Not one. I mean, even though my kids are, you know, they're 11 and, oh no, they're 12 and almost 14. I don't worry too much about where they are, but mm-hmm. still, you know, in the back of your head, you're like, I wonder where they are in here. But when
and then
you're
they
yourself,
kill you
just,
with their laser, and they're like, oh, that's where they were. The only thing, the takeaway I have from those types of places is that I'm like, oh, God, I have dandruff. Have you ever noticed that in the dark lights?
Yes, totally.
Yeah, right?
Who knew?
That's funny.
Girl, I should wash my clothes better.
Okay, well, this is my favorite
TMI.
Question.
No,
you're good.
Totally not. Shake it off.
Well, Taylor Swift would want us to.
Right, yeah, she
could do a dandruff commercial
oh
with that song.
Oh my gosh.
All
why hasn't
ideas.
Anyone done that?
I don't know. Head and Shoulders?
Yeah.
Plus, okay, totally. My favorite question to ask people mm-hmm. is, what do you think is Eugene's best kept secret?
Well, I was at the Air and Space Museum yesterday, and I really feel like that is not something that you just accidentally figure out unless someone tells you about it or you've read about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I went there last year just to see what it was, and I ended up spending 4 hours talking with this 95-year-old man who knew Dwight Eisenhower, and he, you know, knew all these astronauts and knew the history of all of Eugene's airports and who flew and who crashed and which family donated what. And it was just a really awesome afternoon.
That is so neat.
Cool.
Have you been there?
No.
Neither have I. I mean, I know about it. Like, I've heard about it. No.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I think the reason why I liked it is that I enjoyed just hearing the history from someone who had experienced it. Like, mm-hmm. you have to be willing to listen and read the information.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so
that
cool.
is really neat. I love that. And also, they do a run on the runway, right?
They do. Like I would like to do that. So I forget what it's called. It's a 5K, I think.
Yeah. Uh-huh. No, I think that's such a neat idea.
I do, too.
And that kids, I think kids will totally love to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely.
So fun.
Okay, so being a world traveler and familiar with different regions in our country, mm-hmm. if there is anything that you could bring to Eugene, what would it be?
Cheese curds? I don't know. Right? Custard? All of the things that I miss. Mm-hmm. Memphis style barbecue. I love to eat regional foods. Beignets. We need a good cave.
Oh.
I want to go to the Oregon Caves. Have you guys been there?
In Bend?
Yeah. It's in Cave City. Oh, but you know, there's a place in over by Bend and Sisters.
Spelunky.
Yes, we tried to go there, but it was the one day it was closed.
Oh.
It was too full.
We tried to go there, but both of our kids were like,
heck no.
And I also was too, but I had to be strong. And when my youngest was like, please turn around, I was like, okay,
yes.
You want to.
Fine, take one for the team. You know, and we have like the Enchanted Forest, so we have an amusement park somewhat near.
Yeah.
There are places where you can climb trees. We have zip lines here. Mm-hmm. Train Mountain's awesome. Have you been there on the way to Klamath Falls? It's this miniature railroad.
Okay.
It's awesome. Right. It's as big as Central Park, and you can ride in these trains. And
what?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we need to take it on the road.
Yeah, we do. My goodness, I love it.
That is awesome. So fun. I have done that spelunking. It's really fun. I mean, I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Eugene has pretty much everything, I feel like. So I don't know. This is my favorite city that I've been to or lived in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you miss about Madison?
I miss my friends.
Mm-hmm.
The school district was really great. We had a great summer school program.
Oh, that's
nice. And I miss, you know, Madison's very similar, and then it has just different districts. And so they had this really great summer. There was a festival in every neighborhood every week of the summer. And I know we have city streets here, but they had this thing called Fête de Marquette, and it's just like really cool bands. And everyone came out to party. But, you know, Madison comes alive in the summer. In the winter, it's pretty...
Yeah.
But
everyone's out celebrating the
or ice fishing or something, you know.
Ooh. I've never been ice fishing.
How do you feel about staring into a hole for 3 hours and being cold?
Not excited.
Probably not your sport.
I don't like being cold, and I don't drink, so it's like
right? Yeah, and if you're a girl, it's hard to pee in that hole. Like there's not a lot of privacy.
Yes.
Just on an open lake.
There we go.
Yeah. I was back recently, and I have like my favorite restaurants that I like to go to, and you know, like the favorite parks. Devil's Lake State Park is really beautiful. It's probably the closest thing to Eugene, and it's a good place to go, but it's like you have to make an effort to get to it, and here you really don't. We've got Ridgeline so close.
So what about your kids? What moving your kids, what do you feel like you did
all of my parenting guilt. We moved over spring break here. So when we moved, my oldest was in fifth grade, and so I really wanted him to be partially in elementary school so that he had friends to transition to middle school.
Yeah,
and so we felt like that was a good, move now or never.
Mm-hmm.
And I intentionally moved during Oregon's spring break, so we would start off the year... You know, it's March, April, May, June.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
But, you know, like...
My parents did that also.
Yeah, my kids have moved quite a bit. I do have some horrible guilt about, like, taking them away from their friends. But they've adjusted, and they seem to be doing all right.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I don't know if I have any, like, wisdom on parenting. Probably should not follow my lead. You know,
exploring and trying
to do things. Yes, my kids have been to a lot of places,
if you want to get them to enjoy the new place that they live, like, take them everywhere and let them explore it. And that's what you've done. I mean, that's awesome.
Right. If you ask them, they would think it was too much. But
yeah,
I feel like maybe someday when they're old and wise, they'll come back to me. And
yes, they will.
I just imagine like a very thoughtful note about how awesome I am. But
yes,
probably not.
No, it will happen. Well, probably they'll tell other people. Then you'll have to hear it.
Maybe.
Which works too.
My parents did that too, and I really, now that I have my own kids, appreciate how much they took us camping. And even though I kind of like would never go to a Civil War battle site now, like I can appreciate the adventure.
I think that's definitely so neat. And also, just like, I can't imagine hearing kids be like, oh, I have to go somewhere like fun and different again.
One more water park.
Exactly.
No, we lived really close to the Wisconsin Dells, which is water park capital of America.
Yes.
And so they have been many.
I wanna go there.
Yes. It's crazy in the summer. Like, don't turn left.
Oh, okay.
As long as you can plan your whole day around turning right, you'll be fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
That is interesting.
It's so crazy. But it's good. It's like, tons of choices.
Yeah. That is so cool. Okay. So making mom friends, like you've been in a lot of different areas with your kids and different ages. So, I mean... Is it something you seek out? Does it happen naturally for you? Like, where do you find your friends?
I don't know if you've picked up on this, but I talk to everyone. Yes. People in the Midwest talk to everyone.
Yeah.
Like, almost to a flaw.
Mm-hmm.
Really. Like, you can't go to the bank and just deposit a check. It's like a 30-minute thing.
Yes.
You know, a lot of us make friends because our kids are because of the daycare or the school. And so, you know, like I moved here and immediately joined the PTA, mostly out of desperation for human contact. And a lot of my friends stemmed from that.
Nice.
Or, you know, if you are at a job and you make friends with your coworkers. I do an improv group here.
Oh,
I participate in that. And
what
of my
has an improv group?
It's at meetup.com. Yeah.
Yay.
It's The first and third Monday of every month, we practice. It's free. Yeah.
So neat. And then, so then do you perform somewhere?
We have performed at Sam Bond's, and we've done a few charity things, but yeah. So cool. I kind of always wanted to try it and just identify.
Zero doubt that you are probably up.
Of the people that do it are hilarious. Some of the people have been doing stand-up and improv for a long time. So
I love that.
That's really nice. It seems like, you know, how you've moved around and the different things makes it seem like it has, I don't know, maybe you were like this before, but like when you move somewhere, then you're more likely to like jump in and try something else, because why not?
What I have observed, and because I've lived a lot of places, is that it takes you 3 years to feel like you're part of a community.
You know, so you're on year three.
Yeah, but that happened sooner here. When I lived in Minnesota, it definitely took a full 3 years.
Yeah. Where did you live in Minnesota?
Northwest Metro. I lived in a town called Maple Grove in the cities. And I joined a women's networking group there, and that's where my circle of friends sort of established from that. But I think, you know, just being involved in your kids' school, friendships will form from that, and just randomly talking to everyone.
Yes. Well, I think that's really neat. I love that. So, do you get together with your mom friends? Like, do you guys do stuff together?
We do. I go on a lot of walks with my girlfriends. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we have regular mom's nights where we go out and we try and eat at different restaurants. Mm-hmm. Cool. Or we will celebrate people's birthdays. I go dancing with my girlfriends quite a bit.
Fun.
Ripping it up. Yeah. We went to Blair Alley's 90s night recently.
Oh, my gosh.
Because, as you know.
Did you wear a Pearl Jam t-shirt?
We dressed up. I'm not going to deny it. A lot of jeans. I got a jean miniskirt.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
I couldn't bend over due to my advanced age. But yeah, it was really fun. Everyone kind of got in costume, and we've done 80s night before too.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah. That's so fun. I have been wondering about dancing. I totally miss it.
Blair Alley's pretty good. The Davis. Yeah. There's another place across from the Davis that has dancing.
Okay. It's a new name. Walked by there after a movie. I've been like,
The Mega Dance Party is amazing. Next year, March 19, you guys should come.
What's the Mega Dance Party?
Eugene's largest dance party, why it is in my book. It's at the Vets Hall. It's a fundraiser.
Okay.
And it's like $10 to get in, and it's just all dancing, no interruptions all night.
That Vets Hall, it's always rocking.
Yeah,
it's in the upstairs. It's really fun.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm.
This town has a bunch of meetups, too. There's a Stitch and Bitch. I don't know if I can swear, but I just did. That's happening. I do inappropriate embroidery is one of my hobbies.
Do you really?
Yes, subversive stitching.
Oh my gosh. I didn't know that it actually had like a name.
It does. If you go on Instagram and you look up subversive stitch, you will die.
Okay. Well, I've seen some great ones, but I didn't know that like it was.
Oh, you can make your own. It's great.
I have a friend who does it too. Mm-hmm. On Instagram, she's in Stitches by Sarah.
Yes. Yes. I believe I have seen that.
She does some really good like Harry Potter and Star Wars and just really like subculture, you know, kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's a really fun group.
We had them at Old School, didn't we?
Oh,
Oregon Trail.
Yes, she did the Oregon Trail one.
You perfect. I had that t-shirt. I bought it for our move out here. It said you've died of dysentery, and it was this like really crabby looking guy named Terry. All of my friends, I did a vote, like, which shirt should I dye? And they were all. I made my kids play the Oregon Trail game.
You did?
Before I moved. And then when we moved here, there was a 5K in Oregon City, and you ran this race, and they had different points where you had, like, should you consult the locals or hunt for food? And you all were assigned a role. So I was a farmer and a banker, and one of my kids was a carpenter. And so then at the end of the race, after you had chosen these cards based on what you wanted to do, then you found out if you lived or died.
Oh my god!
It was a really fun, and it was a 5K on top of it.
That's so neat. Wow. Yeah. I love it.
Oregon Trail 5K.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
So
we are going to talk about what we are reading, watching, listening to, and recommending. So we're including Julie in our recommendations and information. There's no pressure, so don't worry. It can be whatever. So what I'm reading is 100 Things to Do in Eugene Before You Die.
Yay!
My new favorite book that I'm going to dive into this weekend. Super excited.
Awesome.
What about you? What are you reading?
I'm reading The Female Persuasion by Meg Wolitzer.
Okay.
She wrote The Interestings, which is one of my favorites. And so I'm starting it, and it's all right. I'm having the hardest time with reading. We talked about it last episode. Mm-hmm. I just can't. Like, my phone is more exciting than any of the books, and I feel terrible about saying that. I feel like a mean friend to all my books. But I just read one. It took me to, like, the second book I have read this year. It's the fourth month of the year, and I've only read two books. Very upset about that. Anyway, that was not part of that. Anyway, The Female Persuasion.
Awesome. Thank you for that detailed explanation, Emily Kolka. My goodness.
Oh, how about you, Julie?
Besides self-help books, I am reading...
Including self-help books.
Oh, I don't know. 10% Happier by, I think it's Dan Harris. I think it is. I'd have to look that up, which is...
I've heard great things about that.
Yeah, I'm almost through that one. I read it on an airplane, and then my flight landed, and then I just never finished. So I feel like that's the only time I really have to focus and read is when I can't be on the internet, I guess. Another book that I love is Station 11 by Emily St. John Mandel, and she is a Michigan author, and I am from West Michigan, so I felt like that was a cool... Mitten State kind of pride.
Yes. Oh, Mitten State.
Mitten State, America's High Five. Did you not know that?
No, that's Michigan. Adorable. Yes. Both of those, Mitten and High Five.
Yep.
I like
Because it looks like, is that why?
It is. Wisconsin kind of also. There's a Mitten War.
I love that. My dad's side of the family is from Michigan, so I'm going to ask them about that.
There you go.
Very cool. My gosh, that's awesome. I love Station 11. Mm-hmm. It's such a good book.
Right? What would happen if nothing worked?
Yes.
How would you revert back?
Totally.
It's not apocalyptic. Mm-mm. It's just different. I really like the idea how the infrastructure shuts down and how people use the things that modern industry made, and then we have to learn to be pilgrims in reverse.
Yeah.
It's a really great book.
Totally.
I hope they make a movie.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I love how they will.
And Jennifer Lawrence will be the star of it.
That's right. She better be.
Princess Apocalypse.
It is kind of Hunger Games.
There's the train. Yay. We love it. No, I also love how it has like the part that art plays in like post-apocalyptic.
And that's what they have is they go back to Shakespeare and old performance art, and they only have so many instruments, and so when the strings run out, that's it. Or there's so many costumes. They don't have sewing machines.
They
can't make fabric and costumes. So they just scrounge.
I cannot wait to read this.
Yeah, it's a great book.
It sounds like I will like it.
Yeah.
It'll be a really good departure from my romance novel binge that I've been on for a while.
I've been on a 10-year binge.
I've been on a lifetime binge. Yes. Lifetime. Like since 1992.
Oh my god!
So fun.
I wanted a little free libraries. If you want to put any, when you're done, you just put them in.
Yes. Oh, I will be there. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, since we all have super busy lives, what are we watching?
Julie, you want to go first?
Just Drunk History.
Ooh.
I'm just binging that.
How many seasons of Drunk History are there?
Not enough. I don't even know. It just makes me feel so much better about my life.
Yes.
And Saturday Night Live.
They have a good lineup coming in the next 3 weeks.
Yeah. I don't know if I should watch more important documentaries or news.
No. You should watch what you want.
I only watch comedy.
Yes.
That's what I have time for.
That's good. Yes. Mm-hmm. Totally.
Do you have a favorite episode of Drunk History?
Oh, gosh. Billy the Kid.
I haven't seen that one. It's good.
It's
okay.
Someone that
I will watch that
they
one.
They say pew, check pew it out when they're firing the guns.
Yes. I love that. That's so cool. Okay, Em, what are you watching?
That is funny. So I'm watching, Brian and I try to watch something together, mm-hmm. you know, and get something that we're just watching, watching, watching. So he was watching the show, and he was like, I think you'd like it. And so I tried it. It's called Fortitude, and I always call it either Fahrenheit or Solitude. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, put them together, Fortitude. So it is set somewhere that's really cold. It's like a super isolated town called Fortitude. It takes a little bit getting used to the accents, but they're lovely and wonderful. And so just it's always been known as like the town where people can just come and live and da da da. No one is allowed to die there because they can't bury them because it's so cold. It's really, really good. It's interesting. It's mystery. There's murder. There's like weird stuff happening. I don't know. So
is it on
I'm
Netflix?
Almost at the end. Yeah.
Oh.
Yep. It's on Netflix. And so, yeah, it's really interesting. I had never heard of it. And he watches tons of different things. Or he'll just watch two episodes of something mm-hmm. and then be like, oh, I'll move on. So when it's like, you'll like this, then I'm like, okay. Oh, one other thing. I'm sorry. I just have to mention it. I know I shouldn't do more than one at each episode. But Santa Clarita Diet.
Oh, yes.
Do you watch that?
I watched all of that. It's really funny. Yes, with Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Drew Barrymore and Timothy Oliphant.
There's some parts where you really gag, right?
Yes, totally. Wah. A few little, yes, it's true. But not every episode.
No, it's really, it's a great one.
I texted my sister. I was sick the last, like, Monday and Tuesday. Mm. And so I just decided I'm just going to watch it and see. I was like, it's almost too funny. Like, I feel like I'm laughing too hard sometimes. I had to pause it a couple of times.
Oh my
gosh. Like, this is my show. It is so funny, but it's also about someone who is like zombie-ish. Mm-hmm. And so it's like kind of gross, which I also enjoy. And then just like fun, but so funny. And just
her parenting
silly.
Standards dissolve through the course of she's evolving as this new thing, and
yes,
you know, like the normal cultural behavior just sort of goes out the window. It's a really funny show.
Yeah, totally. And Timothy Oliphant, oh my gosh,
how would I
he's
know
so
him?
Cute. He was on Justified. If you saw a picture of him, you probably would recognize. He's been on other stuff too.
Okay.
I don't know, I'm trying to think. I don't know. Now I just think of him from there. How about you? What do you watch him?
Well, last night I watched the final episode of Scandal, the series finale. It was so good. I was very satisfied with how it ended. I've watched it since the beginning, and now I'm ready to like go back and rewatch it.
Really?
Again. Oh yeah. It's so well done. So, so good.
That is awesome. It's so nice when you enjoy the end.
Yes. Yes. I love, because, you know, like they could pull a Seinfeld and just be like, and they all ended up in jail, you know? And then you're like, well, that was dumb, you know, what a waste. But this was like a very nice way to wrap things up. Kind of like when 6 Feet Under ended, mm-hmm. that like closing montage of that finale, of that series, that was so good. Did either of you watch it?
No. I've heard that the ending is iconic.
So it is. It truly
I've
is.
I've heard it mentioned.
It's so, so well done. And tons of little Easter eggs in it, so it's really good. And there was some, like, throwbacks to, like, the very beginning episode of Scandal in this one, too. Kind of Lost did that a little bit, too.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I love that. It was really good. And then I'm rewatching The Blacklist. I just kind of started it over. It was a really good show, and I didn't get further than, like, the third season. There were too many things to watch, so we stopped. But my sister asked for a recommendation, and she wanted something in that genre, and I knew she would like this because there's a lot of really good twists, and so I started rewatching it with her so we could kind of talk about it. But now she's like on season 3 since last week, and I'm still on episode 3. So I don't know if I'll really get through it, but I'll give it a try.
How many seasons are there?
I think 4. The current one on TV is season 4.
It's still on.
It is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Brian watched it for a while, but then I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Where
it's good.
It went. Yeah.
It's
well,
good.
James Spader.
Yeah.
So good.
He's so great. Well.
Cool.
All right. Okay, so we're going to move on to listening to, and I will share with you what I'm listening to first.
All right.
The Osbournes, they were one of the first, like, reality families on MTV, mm-hmm. and it was a reality show. My husband and I, it came out the year that we got married, so it was kind of like one of our, like, first, like, shows that we watched together as a married couple, and we loved it. And to this day, we still, like, quote Ozzy Osbourne, like, how he just can't have one burrito. Like, Chipotle gave him a lifetime gift card to Chipotle, like, for burritos because he, like, said that. And so, like, because they would always, like, give him a bad time because he would, like, order two burritos. And so, to this day, when we get burritos anywhere, it's always followed up with, Ozzy can't just have one burrito. So, just a little inside joke for Team Van Dyke. I loved watching that show, as ridiculous as it was. And so they are making a podcast, and Jack is kind of the person who, like, the host said, and he asks questions. And Ozzy just, you can tell he's just propped up in the background, and they, like, poke him with a stick sometimes and, like, try to get him to contribute. And
nice.
They interview people from their past, like their nannies and stuff. And so it's good. It's fun to, like, kind of peek inside their world a little bit. And they're just still as, you know, egocentric as they were before. And they just joke about their drug abuse and rehab stints and everything. So still the family you used to love.
Nice. Sure. Yes. Oh, it's fun to, like, revisit something that I liked before.
Yeah.
I never watched it. So, I mean, I knew about it, of course, because it was such a big thing. But anyway, that's fun that they're doing a podcast.
Very neat. I like it. What are you listening to?
I'm not really listening to any podcasts. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've always enjoyed This American Life, and I saw Ira Glass.
Ooh.
Really cool, intimate setting. It was amazing.
Really?
Yes.
What was it? Can you tell us about it?
Big Top Tent in northern Wisconsin in a Chautauqua.
What?
Yes, and I was under a big rain drip the whole time. Oh. So this memory of being rained on and listening to Ira Glass.
Oh my gosh.
It was sort of dark and magical.
That is neat.
That was fun. Oh. But mostly I just stream Pandora and I listen to a lot of ska and indie stuff. I get tickets for Pearl Jam.
What?
Yes.
Oh, that's going to be good. Ozzy Osbourne and his photographer friend said that Eddie Vedder is just as much of a diva as Mariah Carey.
What?
Yes! Spoiler alert!
I have obstructed view seats, so there.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch that happen.
Yes, do it! Oh, I love Pearl Jam. How old are you?
That is awesome.
Old?
No.
41.
No. Oh, nice. Okay.
Class of 95.
I'm going to be 40 this year.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of similar time frame type of stuff. So, what's your favorite Pearl Jam song?
Yellow Ledbetter.
Oh, mine too!
Yes.
Whoa, I have chills.
Guys. That's so
crazy.
I feel like we were having angst at the same time.
You know it.
Yes.
Lots of flannel and thermal.
Yes.
And ripped jeans.
Jean shorts. The vest.
Yes.
I just wore like giant denim jeans.
Yes. I just stole my dad's clothes. Like, luckily we were like kind of the same size. Then I wore one of his old like puffy vests from the 70s. And it was
so
great.
Cute.
Yeah. Oh, man.
My mom offered to pay me to buy jeans that fit.
Oh.
She was like, I will buy them for you and give you
$20.
Yeah. Did you do it?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Oh, I was in college.
How can you turn that
I needed the $20 and the jeans.
I will never forget the look on my mom's face after. So we were living in Florence when we moved to Oregon, and she brought me to Eugene to go school shopping. I bought a pair of Gap jeans with the intention of bringing them home so I can trim the ends off so they would be frayed. And she walked in my bedroom as I was clipping off that last piece, and she just, her face fell. I mean, she was so upset. And I was like, what? This is what everyone's doing. We like trim the ends
off.
Whatever,
you can't tight roll them without the ends.
No. Like, I mean, it was serious. She was so upset. I'll never forget that. And then they banned me from like thrift store shopping. That was the only time I ever bought thrift store clothes because, you know, you wore like grungy.
You did. You needed your flannel.
Yeah.
Yes, totally.
Except for living in Eugene.
Yes, exactly. Yes. So, yeah.
Oh, that's so awesome. When's the concert?
August 10th. Going on Friday. It's Friday and Saturday.
Oh, where?
So, Seattle.
Yeah, of course.
Yes, right. Oh. Bring it back to where it started.
Oh my gosh.
Perfect.
That's
that's
going to
be so
awesome.
Neat.
Yes.
I bet I'll tell some fun stories and memories.
My obstructed view. See it.
Maybe
that's all right.
By just Courtney Love.
Just leave.
Right.
Maybe she'll
hear
it. That's awesome. Oh, I'm excited for you.
Thank you. Me too.
Totally.
Yeah. Okay, Emily.
That was really fun.
What are you listening to?
I am listening to Armchair Expert. Did I already say that?
No. Okay. We haven't talked about it. It's just in our peripheral. Let's talk about it.
Okay, good. So Armchair Expert, Dax Shepard is the host of it. Mm-hmm. And his first episode is with his wife, whose name is Kristen Bell. And it's so funny. Like, he's really great. He's very super, like, introspective and really loves to talk about, like, getting into, like, why are you this way and why are you that way? And it's really fun. Like, the guests, I feel like, totally get into it too. I feel like it's a little bit different than some of the other ones that are hosted by, like,
celebs.
Yeah. And so it's been really fun. So the first episode, though, he, like, introduces it by saying, like, so Kristen and I were arguing before this interview, and so you can tell in the beginning that we're kind of annoyed with each other, and then we kind of get better toward the middle. I don't know. It's just kind of fun to, you know.
And I haven't, I've only listened to a partial episode with Joy Bryant.
Oh, yeah.
His wife in Parenthood. Have you watched Parenthood?
I probably should.
Yeah, you should. It's really you nice. Definitely should. Especially for our generation.
Will it make me feel bad about my apathetic parenting?
No. Oh my gosh.
No.
Okay,
not at all.
It makes pretty much any kind of parent feel great, actually. Like, you feel like, oh, I relate to that, or I relate, you know, it's cool.
Yeah. I've got a pretty low standard.
Yeah, put it on your list.
All right, good.
Yep, it's good. It's good.
I want to listen to the one with Lauren Graham for sure. Oh, but
it's so good. Yeah. I love her interviews. She's so fun.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I also just watched, I randomly saw Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell testing out their Sleep Number bed. And
yeah, I saw that too.
I don't know where I saw it, but it was Instagram really story funny. Yeah. And it wasn't, like, sponsored. Like, they bought it with their own money, you know. Like, they were just like, this is the best. So.
When I was first married and I was pregnant, we had a Sleep Number, but we called it the redneck because mine just had a plank under the side. It's like, one setting, just hard. Like, this is the most redneck Sleep Number bed in America. But it works.
That's awesome.
That is really funny. That is awesome. Okay, cool. What else are we doing? Oh,
listening. Oh, that's all of us. We shared our listening. Mm-hmm. Okay, so recommending. Emily, what are you recommending?
Well, I'm recommending following Mindy Kaling on Instagram.
Cool.
And because I just think she's fun, and it's also really fun to look for clues to see if she and BJ Novak are together or not. Is the baby his? They will not tell anyone, which is fine, but it is kind of fun to be like, because he sent her flowers the other day and she was like, just friends still, or something, still just friends, or something like that. So this is cute. And then I also want to mention, so our friend Megan Defferding, who has been on the show before, mm-hmm. she was like, what is Instagram stories? I do not understand. I've clicked on them before, and it's just boring. It's just like people showing their kids jumping around or whatever. Mm-hmm. So you have to follow the right people.
Yes.
You need to, like, start off with a few people that, like, only do I have a few people that I follow that only do the stories.
Let me just interject. Lenny Kravitz, you really need to follow his stories right now. He's on tour.
Did he have another wardrobe malfunction?
Oh, no. But, I mean,
I studied that story intently. Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers,
yes.
Toes, and all of the things crossed.
That's when leather just...
He's Amy's person.
Yes. Knows. For life.
Yes.
Leather's 1992.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
Did I rewatch that? Like, so
did
I would never forget? Yes.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes. For sure. No shame.
Oh,
no,
no,
shame.
No, no, no.
No, ain't no shame with that one.
No. No.
Retweet.
Totally.
Yes. That so I agree. So, follow interesting people.
Yeah. So you kind of probably should ask around and see, you know, who does good stories. And mm-hmm. then you'll just get hooked on it. And one of the people that I follow who does great stories is Busy Phillips.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So she, you know, you could start with her.
Yeah.
And there's some other people too. Erin H. Moon, who is the producer for the podcast. Hers are really funny. Just a couple that I would recommend. Yeah, that's that. How about you?
Recommendations?
To recommend?
It can be anything.
Yeah.
Good Lord, I just went to the new Claim 52.
Ooh, how was that?
Restaurant. That was delish.
Yeah?
Where was it? It's on Willamette and a street. Mm-hmm. That might be 14.
Nice.
Okay.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it was delicious. And the dining room was nice and
so
open,
like,
and airy.
By Bierstein, kind of?
Closer to downtown.
Okay.
A block or two.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
That was nice.
So do you go there for a nice dinner?
Well, I went to the
dinner?
Grand opening, so
okay.
I'm not really sure if they added like a limited menu, but mm-hmm. it was food and beer, and I had something called Honey Bunches of Goats, which
what?
I picked based
what?
On the name.
Yeah,
and
adorable.
It was delish. I said delish twice, but it was pretty
was
good.
Was it a salad with goat cheese?
It was a beer.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay.
That is really fun.
I don't know what else. I feel
names.
Like I just am failing at being a soccer mom. I recommend sort of checking out during a game.
Yes,
I recommend being late for the PTA meeting, which I run.
I also love these.
Yes, I recommend
totally.
Setting your standards for a B+, because mm-hmm. I think that's what we need. I don't know.
Yes.
I like
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Definitely.
So,
yes.
Good ones.
Less guilt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to try and ride my bike.
I'm going to try to ride one of those Peace Health bikes downstairs.
Oh, yes.
Those look
I
fun.
Saw those. They're blue, right?
Yeah.
I saw some people riding them around downstairs.
I want to do that.
I want to
totally.
Go whitewater rafting. Like, all these things. And I'm just like, I'm looking for recommendations.
Ooh. Okay. Well, I was just going to recommend water aerobics.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, tell us.
Okay, so I'm definitely the youngest person in there by 20 years. And the first class I went to, I brought my best friend because she will do anything with me. We've tried everything together. And so we went in there and we're the kind of friends that just like observe all of the things around us going on, and we can find humor in everything. So the old men in front of us who would not listen to the instructor but just talk to themselves, like, and she, you know, was like ferociously trying to divert their attention so that she didn't have to shout so much, and we're cracking up about that. And then I realized that I just had like a perma smile on my face.
I have done lunchtime water aerobics yeah. with the seniors before. Mm-hmm. I used to call it sweating with the oldies.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I used to feel so good about my exercise stamina.
Yes,
like,
right.
Dang, I got this.
Yeah.
And yes. then one of the exercises was say the alphabet backwards so you could work your brain.
No way.
Yes.
Oh, that is so good.
I'm like, oh, this feels like a manageable activity.
There you go. Yeah.
That is
low
so
standard,
good.
Low standard.
Side note, that is my talent show talent.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
I can do it fairly fast. Maybe someday I'll do it.
Yeah.
Anyway, whenever anyone asks, do you have a talent? That's the only thing I can ever
excellent
think
for
of.
Being pulled over, too. Not recommending that, but in case you did.
Yes,
that's,
I can do that. Yes,
okay.
In any state, I'm sure I can do it.
That is so good.
So, oh, that's so fun. Where are you doing that?
At International Fitness
awesome.
At Gateway. So I just have to say it cracked me up, and I was slightly embarrassed about my joy, but then I was like, oh, no, this is the best part of my day. Because the instructor, she's the one who noticed that I had like not stopped smiling like 20 minutes into the class. And she's like, you sure look happy to be here. And
oh,
I was like, gosh. I really am.
Yes.
It was so fun. So I've been going.
Awesome.
I even ordered some water weights on Amazon. So I show up like with all the ladies and my water foam water weights. And I bought a wet bag for my bathing suit.
Oh,
yeah. I'm committed,
okay.
You guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm committed.
Can't even get a plastic bag in this town.
I know, right?
What are you going to do?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I feel it.
Yeah. So
that
anyway.
Was awesome.
Yeah, thank
good
you.
Good job.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. So cool.
Yep.
All right.
That's our recommendations.
Woo.
Yeah.
Those were good. Those were good.
I enjoyed those.
That's it? Good.
I think.
Cool.
Is there anything
that was
else?
So, I feel like that's a lot of attention on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
It's great, though. You didn't
yeah.
talk about yourself, though, too.
That's really, thank you for this opportunity.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's crazy.
Thank
you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So fun. Is there anything else that you want to
yeah,
mention?
Do you
want to
make sure that we add in?
I guess just probably that you could find my book at the visitor center. So both okay. locations are carrying, they have ordered copies. So Springfield and Eugene. Traveling county locations.
Okay. Cool.
And Barnes & Noble has some.
I bought it off Amazon.
And Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. J. Michael's Books.
Yeah, local.
Local is good.
Local.
And remember, Go Mom Go is not just a podcast. You can find us on the internet at GoMomGoEugene.com for everything going on locally. And we just, again, want to thank Julie First Henning for joining us today. We're so happy to have her. Don't forget to look for her book, 100 Things to Do in Eugene Before You Die. And please do go to her website, RoadTripsForFamilies.com. And don't forget all of our social medias, Go Mom Go Podcast, Amy Van Dyke, Emily Ruth Bressy Golka.
All the names.
And thank you to Eugene Mindworks for sponsoring our podcast and for being part of our recording location. They have lovely spaces for co-working and office space and really cool amenities like delicious coffee and a office supply vending machine. So thank you, Aloma, for providing that. And thank you. Also, Emily, do you want to say your thank yous?
Yes. I will also add that just to come see the office supply vending machine.
Come get a tour anytime.
Yep. Just to see that because it's pretty cute. Thanks to Angie Rennick for our music. Thanks to Isabel Rennick for making our site awesome. Also, Kate Becker, who's now on board. Yay, Kate. And as always, Steve Van Dyke for being our microphone purchaser and also technical help when we need it. What's that called? Oh, tech support.
Tech support
when we have needed it in the past. Okay. Yay!
Yeah, we'll see you on our next episode. Bye! Mom friends, do you have a BMFF?
I don't. I want one. I have an open position.
Okay, there you go. The application
process.
We're
both Gen Xers, so
right.
We get each other probably.
Right. Jeremy spoke in class today.
No, he didn't.